quit it. Stand up. Quit groveling before me. I get it. You dedicated your whole life to this. Oh, your whole zombie life to this. And seeing someone take it from you must be pretty painful, huh? Can I remind you of a similar feeling I had? Finding out that you killed Homebase with that dear old sister of yours. Quite frankly, I should kill you both. Right here, right now, and not give you a chance, just like how you didn't give them a chance. But if I ended up doing that, I'm pretty much exactly the same as you two. Sure. Maybe it could be justified, but my conscience can't justify it. So, here's what's gonna happen. You work with me. Because this power is not gonna get to my head. And I won't start killing for the wrong damn reasons. You and your sister work with me to accomplish a new world. Something similar to your goal, but improvised. If you don't like it, leave. But that's my offer. Think it's best that way. Pretty good offer. Instead of losing your head. So what do you say? I can't tell if these are words from an idiot or a true leader. You have power to take away everything from me, just like I did to you, and you don't decide to do that. I just don't understand. I've seen places go to war because of one person being killed. I've seen places fall because of one small act, and this large act doesn't cause you to kill me. I'm grateful. Nonetheless, I'm grateful. I don't deserve to live. After everything I've done, not just to you, but to so many other people. I'm a bad person, Nadia. But thank you for sparing me and my sister. I need to go talk to her now. I can't be in your sight much longer. I'll also tell my people about the new chain. Sorry for the bother. I wonder if I did the right thing. Sparing people who slaughter. I don't know. Do you think I did the right thing? Thank you. What a roller coaster, huh? Hey, look, sun's coming out. Take my hand. Let's just enjoy something for once. I'm sure you've been worried sick ever since I fell asleep. I was so surprised to see you by my side. I truly thought you was not gonna be there. Thank you for staying with me. You could have done a lot of things differently, but it seemed like you prioritized me and everything. You wanted to be by my side, no matter what. Is that smart enough to assume, or am I incorrect? Leave expect a reward. We'll see. Look. And how pretty it is. Just coming over the horizon. That's so nice. You really think that this could become a new world? Quite frankly, I don't know how to do that. But I suppose with you by my side, I can. After everything, you're still next to me. Your grasp so tight in my hand. The warmth of your body. You really stayed. Come here. Let's get married. I'm only kidding. But maybe one day. But for now, be mine. Be my lover. And I'll be yours. Until I can't love you anymore. You're so gorgeous. It's been a while since we last kissed, no? Didn't you sneak any in while I was resting? I am going to get so addicted to that. Every morning, I can just turn around and get a few. When I'm stressed out, have you there to release everything. Today marks the start of a new era, a new world. The way the sun is shining on everything, shedding light into dark. It's almost like I'm having a world, spreading my influence, controlling more areas and trying to make this place something where humans and infected can coexist without being in complete fear. That's not the only thing today, though. Today marks the era, marks the beginning of our relationship, my love. And I'm glad you stuck with me to the end. I'm not a queen, I'm not a super soldier, I'm not even a good leader. But what I am is yours. Yours and only yours. We'll rebuild a new home base. Save as many people as we can. While being together. Helping each other no matter what. I would love that thought. So much. And I hope you do too. Queen. What a bullshit name. Why can't I be called like Super Goddess Nadia? Yeah. Super Goddess Nadia. Ow! I don't have a god complex. Leave me alone. I'll admit, I'm truly enraged by them two still existing. And honestly, if I didn't have you, I would have slaughtered them already. But instead of that, I'll channel all my rage and I'll build something new. I'll put all of the energy to do something else. I won't focus on what they did. With all my rage, I'll build a new world for us. Come, my love. Let's go home.
Hi, this is Lillian, and I'm here to tell you that this marks the end of our story. The end of Nadia's, Angelina's, Domino's. Domino's. All of their stories come to an end now. Thank you so much for... Why am I thanking them, Pam?
For interacting and contributing to the story. We spoke about this so many times. Can you just hurry up?
Gee, all right. Thank you all so much for interacting and playing along in the story, for theorizing, commenting, watching, and staying tuned. It means a bunch, and we both thank you a bunch. You managed to get the best ending, which is very good. Pat on the back for all of you. In the end, Nadia couldn't let herself be consumed by hatred, kind of similar to me, but it wasn't just hatred, it was love and jealousy. And anyways, Nadia didn't want to get herself consumed by hatred, so she decided to spare and work together with Angelina and Domino. After what we've seen, they go on to build a new home base. Angelina and Domino go on to help them, to help Nadia and to help you rebuild something new. Angelina stopped killing people, and despite her pride being shattered, she still obeyed and followed and did her best to make sure that there was a safe place for people to go. She placed all her trust in Nadia and the dreams and beliefs that Nadia had. How truly nice. And because Angelina was still alive, Domino didn't want to risk her losing her sister. So she obeyed, and she followed, and she cooperated. How nice, am I right? This concludes the Queens of the Infected story.
Good job for making the right choices. If only you did that in the other stories, you know, that I was involved. You know, when I was just a really cool character that you could have fallen in love with, and like probably like the best fucking character you could have fallen in love with, but you decided not to. I'm not bitter about that at all, but it's fine. It's fine. At least you actually managed to stay with a character this time, you know, not being a complete whore and bouncing off of different characters, you know? You know, I was pretty cool. Right, Pan? Pan, I was a pretty fucking cool character, right? Like, you put in a lot of development into me, and they didn't care. Pan, can you fucking believe this shit?
Oh my god, stop going off the fucking script!